Hello and welcome to the D&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons. I wasn't really going to do a podcast tonight. We did a scrap podcast, but I wasn't going to do a D&D podcast until I got a disturbing message from David Ray when he called me back. If you listen to the Scrap Go Scrap podcast this week, you'll get a little bit of a prelude as to this topic. Basically, David went to Kansas City to help out a mutual friend. Or I should say the daughter of a mutual friend, which would make her a mutual friend. Funny thing is, David's the one who actually has a crush on her, or used to. But apparently they think that I'm the one who has a thing for her. All because I offered to help her out one time when she was in need. What is the problem with women these days? I mean, she's mildly attractive, but I'm not attracted to her. For a few reasons. But I won't go into that. Yeah. I find it creepy that they find me creepy, because that's fucked up shit. Let's see here. I just sent her parents a message. She's an adult now, so... Oh, wrong file. That's why I can't find it. Oh, wait. Yeah, that was the right file. P.J. There it is. All right. So here's my message that I sent to the parents. Just so people know, I'm not interested in your daughter, or any of them for that matter. I don't know what's wrong with women these days to think that if a male friend is trying to be helpful, they find that to be creepy. Rewinding. David called one day because there was a poker set for sale, and he asked me if I wanted it. I thought it was for sale in the thrift store. It's kind of a thrift pond place, but anyways. I didn't know the source, so I chewed them down. Later, I found out it was Chelsea trying to sell it to the thrift slash pawn place, wouldn't buy it, and she needed the money. If I would have known it was her, i.e. a friend, and known how badly she needed the funds, I wouldn't have chewed her down. So I contacted her after the fact to clarify this, and she never responded, so I left it at that. Now I find that she felt I was coming on to her, and that was so not the case, and I want to make that clear. I was just trying to do a good thing, but I guess that's creepy these days. I guess maybe I should stop being a nice guy and start treating people like crap. Maybe I'll get more respect that way. It's fucked up that, you know, you treat people like shit and people respect you. You treat them nice and kind and fair, and they disrespect you, or they think you're being creepy or some bull crap like that. I mean, I don't even know how old the girl is. I know she's an adult, so she's legal, but she's like half my age. I won't date anybody who's younger than my children. And even if they're remotely close to my kids' age, I still find that to be too young. The youngest I will go is 15 years because that at least gives a 5-year gap between my oldest and the girl in question. So, and like I said, I don't know how old this girl is, but she just turned 18 or 21 or something like that not too long ago. Well, so did my oldest son, so she's about my son's age. Therefore, she's way too young for me. And I don't know why they would think that I was coming on to her. I hardly ever say anything to the woman, you know? And it's funny, the one that actually is more attracted to her than I am, they think he's all hunky-dory. Which he is hunky-dory. He's not going to do anything. He's probably more creepy than I am when it comes to stuff like this. But just because he's a nice guy, you know? Nice guys are creepy. But, you know, he's weird. He's looking for a young woman of childbearing age because he wants more children, and he's older than I am. But, and yeah, that's a little weird. But, you know, to each their own, I guess. But nonetheless, I just find it creepy that they find me creepy that I would do such a thing when I'm just trying to be nice, trying to be helpful to a friend. You know, what is this world coming to when you do the right thing and people see that as a negative? I don't get it. But then again, you know, I mean, I don't put a whole lot of stock in the Bible. I mean, I grew up with it, I was raised with it, I was drilled into my frickin' head. And I buy into some of it. But, you know, it's like the Bible says, or somewhere, maybe it's one of the other books in the Bible, or that were taken out of the Bible, because there's like 100 books that were taken out of the Bible, if not more. Or actually, I should say, never put in, because there was like a whole bunch of scrolls. And the people in power back then decided which ones were going to be allowed in the Bible. And certain ones made it and certain ones didn't. Just like our government or the New World Order or Rome, Caesar, saying, oh, we're going to put together this book and we're going to call it the Divine Scripture. And we're only going to allow certain books that we find appropriate, that fit our agenda. And a few hundred years later, everybody will buy it hook, line, and sinker as if this was inspired by God and is the only holy Bible scripture, whatever bullcrap there is. And basically, that's what happened. So, but anyways, there's a lot of truth to the Bible. There's a lot of truth in the Bible. And somewhere in there they say that in the end times, people will believe lies and not believe truth. And there's some other things that it says, but that's one of the things that it says. You know, everything's going to be backwards. Well, that's basically how it is. It's freaking backwards when you do the right thing and people take it as a negative, but you do the wrong thing and people take it as a positive. It's like, what the hell? So maybe I should just start being a bad guy. Maybe people will respect me more. Maybe I'll make more money and have a better life. I start treating other people like shit. I mean, people that do treat people like crap seem to have a better life. So maybe that's the way to be. I don't know. It's not who I am. But if you can't beat them, join them, right? I don't know. That seems to be the philosophy anyways. I try to do the right thing. And all it gets me is just more crap. More nightmare, more bullshit. So, I don't know. Why do the right thing? What's the point? I don't know. You tell me. If you want to do a podcast on that subject, call us. Our phone number is at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. If you want to talk about any podcast subject, any subject at all, we don't care. Let us know. We do our podcast now on Mondays between 7 p.m. and midnight. Our ScrapGov Scrap podcast is at 7 p.m. between 7 and 9. And our Demented Dungeons and Dragons podcast is between 9:30 and midnight. So if you have a political topic you want to talk about, feel free to call between 7 and 9. All other topics, you know, 9:30 to midnight. If we're not here, the phone number's on the website. You can call the phone number and say, hey, where are you guys at? You know, I've got David's phone number there right now, but I'll probably put mine on there too. But, yeah, you know, call us. Schedule a podcast. Let us know that you're interested in being here between 9:30 and midnight. And we'll do a podcast. But otherwise, the podcast is pretty much on standby. At least the Demented Dungeons and Dragons one. Probably need to pick another name because people think Demented Dungeons and Dragons is a joke. And the name is, it's kind of a play on words. We thought it would be funny, but nobody takes it seriously. They just think that we're talking about Dungeons and Dragons, and our religious friends think we're evil, which, whatever. They're fucked up. Everybody's fucked up. And Dungeons and Dragons, that's the only good thing about it, is if you want to write a book, if you want to write a story, you should play Dungeons & Dragons because it'll help you be creative in writing a story, whether it's true or false, you know, fiction, nonfiction. But other than that, it's kind of pointless and harmless. It's really harmless. I don't know why all these religious people are acting all weird about it, because it's kind of retarded. It's more retarded than it is evil. But whatever, stupid is what stupid does. So why? Why has this world come to the point to where you do nice things for people, especially the opposite sex, and they find you to be creepy or weak or, well, those are two primary things. They either find you to be weak because you're doing good, and weak people, you know, strong people don't do good things. Strong people only look out for themselves. They only care about themselves. Strong people don't defend good, don't have honor. Only weak people do. Only creepy people do. Fuck that.